Tuesday morning, we like to talk some rugby with our rugby correspondent, Jonathan Weeks. Good morning, Weeksy.
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
Fantastic result for the Wallabies in Argentina. We will talk about that very soon, but we've got to start with the juniors.
Yeah, of course, we've got a big experience in Tamworth when it comes to the juniors on Saturday, between 6 and 12. So look out for that. We've got three more of those carnivals in Central North for both Kurundi and Scone. So you can go to their respective Facebook pages, Kurundi Juniors and Scone Juniors, if you want to be part of that with the trainings on Thursday nights. Also, of course, we've got the trials for the Central North for 13s, 15s and 17s boys and girls when it comes to the state champs in the 7s. Now, we did say it was at Magpie Park last week. It's actually going to be at Plain Street on the same day. Yeah. So all the details you can find out through the emails to their Paddy Bowen. His email address is paddy.bowen@nsw.rugby. If you want to turn up for the trials in 13s, 15s and 17s, boys and girls, it'll be in Foster in late September. And also we continue on our merry way as we've got an interview this weekend with Bock Hadigan, who, of course, is the Hunter Junior president. So you'll have that for you on Saturday between 1 and 4 on 981, 2NM and 2NM.com.au as we get to the back end of the season. Northwest Regional, of course, is on Friday night with the final next Friday night.
And in our senior rugby, tough weekend for the Upper Hunter sides. Poor old Scone Brumbies got touched up by Moree, and the Singleton Bulls had a bad weekend against Maitland as well.
Yeah, no, Maitland, they're going to continue to cruise on as they've got another home game, of course, this Saturday, while Singleton hit the road. So there are going to be big challenges there for those teams. Also, the divisional continues on its merry way as Pagola are in the top two, which is great to see, with three rounds to go. You can find out more through hunterrugby.com.au. And of course, the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies have got an experience against the Inverell Highlanders, who are a very, very competitive side, but must be a bludger of a trip to come down. But the great news is all our friends that have been listening to Rosie Ferguson and also Mira O'Sullivan in the last couple of weeks on Saturday, you'll be able to meet the girls out there on Saturday because Rosie will be playing and Mira will be coaching the Pirates side that will be playing at 1 o'clock against the Scone Ladies. And also in the other games, of course, Kurundi are at home there at Rugby Park. The Rensgunner Red Devils take on the Volker Rams after their big loss there to Tamworth Pirates as well. And you can find out more about the Santos Central Rugby Premiership via their website, cnru.com.au.
The Wallabies had a great victory against Argentina, coming from well behind, picking up a bonus point, and their award is facing the Argentinians again this weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. The thing that, I've had so much whinging in the last 48 hours about Channel 9 not putting the game on.
Yeah.
You've had to watch it either on YouTube or Stan, but if you want to get in touch with Channel 9 to tell them what you think, don't give them, don't lay into them, but you can give them a call on 02-9906-9999. That's 02-9906-9999. It's completely unacceptable. Our national team is not playing on free-to-air telly. It was a great test match. Argentina dominated early on, took penalty goals, while the Wallabies just kept going for the line and scoring the tries. And as I said, great to see Jed Holloway, who had been playing, test match rugby for 4 or 5 years, the way he played. And interesting to see with so many experienced players who've had club rugby and then moved through to play Harvey Norman Super Rugby and then now playing Test Rugby instead of rushing them all through in the 20s. And we've had that gap that's been distinctive there with the likes of Will Harrison, Fraser Mack, Harry Wilson, Geordie P, Hunter P, all those guys that came through the 20s in the last couple of years that are now part of the Wallabies. Now you've got an older player that's been through the mill, such as your Matt Gibbons, such as your David P, of Paparecki, and also, of course, Jed Holloway, who are getting their caps. Cade Neville at 33 finally got his cap against the Poms. So it's something the Cadbury Wallabies have been able to get something sorted out when it comes to their experience. Had a lots and lots of injuries. Lockie Lonigan, he came on for a few minutes on the weekend as well. So injuries are really knocking the team about. But as we said before, looking forward to them playing at the SFS in September and also the 27th at Adelaide Oval. And you can find out more through wallabies.rugby. But, it'd be interesting to see how Cadbury and eToro and the likes of ASICS feel about not having, a million people watch the test match on Sunday morning. And guess what? We're not going to get it again. It'll be buried again on Stan, which will be very disappointing. So, hopefully we can get the Palmer Trophy in two test matches and we can come home and face up against the Springboks in Australia.
When you call the Channel 9 receptionist, you be nice to her, but make sure she knows that Wixie sent you. Mate, we will talk more rugby on the weekend. Thanks for joining us.
You have a good day. Thanks, Bear.